Columbus Short. Good morning. What's happening? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm real good. Where are you this morning?
I'm in L.A., man, where I'm supposed to be.
Okay.
He said, whoa, okay.
Do you think people pick on you sometimes? To get you all riled up and get you to go off?
I think that I allowed people to, you let somebody control your emotions, you let somebody control you. And I think I allow people to control my emotions sometimes, I think. I used to. I believe that. Yeah.
So it's different now?
It's different now.
Oh, it's 100% different because when you allow people to control your emotions, i.e. me calling you a ninja last time we had an interview.
I forgot all about that.
I did. but
all is forgotten.
I think a year ago or almost a year ago now, 11 months ago, I was in a real fog trying to figure out what to make of my life and the current circumstance I was in. And you know, I probably prematurely got out in front of it before I should have because I wasn't mentally ready to handle all of that yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had to deal with what my real personal life was instead of trying to salvage a career that was gonna go the way it was gonna go either way.
How did you get out, Columbus? How did you get out of the funk? So you could
honestly, it was like I was tired. I think after our interview, you know, I was trying to. I did our last interview with all good. I was trying to do a good thing, and I was still not in the right mind space to do that. So it just made it worse. And I think it was a time for me to sit down. I had to leave LA, get away from old places, people, things that I used to have, people I used to hang out with, places I used to go. I couldn't go there anymore. Like, I wanted to change my life, and the only way to change it was to remove myself from the environment I was in.
Did you have an epiphany, a moment in which you realized that this is it and I can't go any lower and perhaps I need to move in a different direction?
I think, you know, when you look up and your job is gone and that, which is like kind of what the world is balancing your credit on and who you are as a person on, and then that's one thing. But when you lose your home and your kids and visitation and child, you know, I'm a father. That's what one of the most important things to me. The best thing I am out of everything is a dad. So losing that was really like a eye opener to what's going on in my life. I can't blame people for the situations in my life. Take some ownership, figure it out, fix it, and get back on your feet right now. Or you're gonna die at this point right here. It's gonna be over with. So
you sound better, man. You really do. You really, you know, you sound like you got it together, which is good for you. I know it is.
And you got and you got a new gig.
You're working.
I got a few little GIGs, man.
Fear Files premieres tonight on TV One at 8 o'clock. Fear Files is when Councilman Harvey Jordan, played by Columbus Short, unveils a plan to build a football stadium in a low-income neighborhood. Friction erupts within the community after a lethal fire removes the last resident blocking his project, and they blame Columbus Short. Golly.
Go figure. Put it on Columbus Short. Right now. Man, that's Columbus Short, man. I'm telling you, he's got the kids out here getting
Oh, man, that's good. That is really good.
Robin Gibbons, man. And Lynn Whitfield and Columbus Short star in the horror anthology Fear Files on TV One tonight. Congratulations. Are you still watching Scandal?
You watch Scandal?
Listen, let me, I'm going to be completely, you know, forthright with you right now. I don't watch Scandal only because I miss my family, you know what I mean?
I can understand that.
So it's like, it's hard for me to watch, not because I know the show's not good and I know they're not kicking butt over there, but it's just, it's like, ooh, you know, I want to get over there and eat. So it's like, I just got to keep pushing and keep forward, moving forward. They're always my family, Carrie. On down to the coffee man at Sunset Gower. They are all family. So, you know, it's you know, God has a timing for everything, and I appreciate instead of Russ Parr told me something. He was like, Columbus, I want you to rejoice in your test instead of be disgruntled in your test. Like, no, this test is for you. And that was a big wake eye opener for me. So I'm just being
that's
grateful
great.
For the test. And
that's probably the smartest thing Russ Parr has ever said. Really, man. That's great.
I didn't know he could
go that deep, man.
I just talked to him the other day. We talk about the same Russ Parr.
Same women. Russ Parr? No, chubby guy. I don't know.
Congratulations on
your man. Glad you're back, man. Yeah. Glad you're back.
We'll look for you on Fear Files tonight on TV1.
Fear Files tonight. Robin Givens, Columbus Short. The guy looked like Bob's Big Boy. Russ Parr. First number for the second cabin comes up at the top of the hour. Got to be there at the top. You got 4 minutes.